we were going to advertise the workshop for only the one purpose. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want to start making these meetings something.
They're
going
to need time anyway to get everything they need to get to me.
So let's do it for the April 15th meeting. And I would like authorization at the table to allow Steve to do that so we can really get this drainage thing done. And I think we had a consensus to work on it anyway.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm uncomfortable rushing right now into a bond ordinance without seeing the scope of work that we want to talk about.
But we can't pay them to do the scope of work because there's no money available in the budget.
I'm sorry at this point. I think we can. That is, there is risk involved in what we're doing, and I think T&M should pick up some of that risk. We have an experience right now with the Imhoff tanks, where we had an engineering company come in and give us a proposal, all right, for the engineering work, all right, that was more than half less than T&M's estimate for the same work. I don't want to put T&M on the spot here, but at this point, I think we need to consider engineering expenses as part of the project, and at this point, we need to, on a go-forward basis, start looking on especially these large projects, all right, is there another alternative besides plunging ahead with T&M?
Okay, I'm just going to stop you there. You're new, so let me see if I can explain. I don't mean that to be derogatory, just let me explain some things. The first is that this is a project that is not under 17.5 and will be bid. The scope of the project has to be planned out by the appointed borough engineer. This is the appointed borough engineer. So, I mean, it's land that belongs to the Borough Highlands. They have to scope it out. If you want to start doing RFPs for all of this, we can do that. We discussed with NIDA earlier today the prospect of going forward with a fair and open process. We need to go through some of the mechanics, the administrative requirements for that, because it does take time away from the staff. Here, we have fair and open in Monmouth County when I was there, and it's great. It's a lot of paper, it's a lot of processing, it's extra bids that they're not handling already. We talked about the possibility of receiving competitive bids electronically and then making them available electronically to the council members. Those that do not use email or do not feel comfortable with that could either come in for a printout or come in and see it on a computer in Borough Hall. So we're working on that. But I really did a lot of work in 2008 on getting this scoped out. It's an agenda item that I feel is important, and I'm going to push very hard to see that it happens. I know that politically I'm not connected to everybody here. I know that coming into this meeting, I felt we had a 5-0 consensus on fixing the drainage downtown. I know you guys lean toward a different engineering firm. I know what the affiliation is there. I'm not accusing anybody. I'm not born yesterday. But I do believe we need to get the drainage taken care of here. And if I have to cross political lines to people higher up in order to stress the importance of this project, I will so do. And that's where I'm going to leave it.
I just want
the support to get the drainage completed on the work that I did. I know you want to work on it too. We can share getting it done.
It has nothing to do with sharing to get it done, Anna. The issue is not the importance of drainage.
Okay, well, that's
fixing
good.
Drainage is paramount.
Okay,
the issue
so then
is,
let's do it.
The issue is I don't have a comprehensive plan and about what they're going to do.
Steve, explain why we don't have that, please.
Well, we don't have the funds in the engineering budget to authorize a professional service contract to have that work done.
Why am I proposing this? Did you not recommend to me that this is one way we could find that money?
Yes, soft costs can be bonded.
Right, and without bonding the soft costs, we're not going to necessarily have this money next year either, isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Because we have to make cuts because we lost state aid, right?
That's correct.
And I have been very aware of this for over a year. I don't expect somebody who's just joined council in January to understand everything, but I do expect people to support good projects for the people they represent. And Drainage Downtown is a good project for people they represent. This is a way we can pay for it, and I don't think it should be put off until after January 1st. I think it should happen now. That's my opinion. It's on the record. All right, I guess we'll have to get you support for doing that bond ordinance at another time because I don't hear anybody supporting it.
Well, give us some kind of idea of the soft cost involved in, you said North Street, so you must have some idea, right?
Yeah,
of,
I,
of what needs to be done.
I think North Street is probably easier, but we can put together a proposal for North Street. But I think on the other hand, the other end of it, Snug Harbor is more difficult, because I think there's additional investigation that has to be done to get, really to get a direction.
Give us proposals for North Street and Valley. Because the other one, you don't, Snug Harbor, you don't have the money.
I'm going to go on record as saying it's water. If you do two-thirds of it, you're going to have water in the streets. If you do all three parts of it, you will not have water in the streets. It's not going to work piecemeal. It has to be done at once. It won't work the other way.
And it has to be a comprehensive design. It's not three parts. It's one town.
That's right.
0.67 square miles, and it's all one system.
Yes, it is.
They all have to be designed together.
So I don't think we can.
And I don't think we have the design. And it is no disrespect. At this point, they've done
estimates. You do have the design for Valley and North, because they're there.
That's a piece of work. Valley is a piece of work, yes.
You have to design what you're going to do. They need to be paid to do it. Somebody needs to be paid to do it.
Give us an estimate of the salt cost.
I just like to ask a quick question. And it's stormwater related, which this is
stormwater.
And you guys are acting, for the most part, as our stormwater management coordinators, right?
I believe so.
Yes, okay. You've been designated since Gabe Wilson.
All right. When we prepared the budget, Bruce and I talked about stormwater management and to implement a plan, a yearly plan, to clean and maintain the stormwater drains, I guess.
Catch basins.
For lack of a better word. And we put in $15,000 based on what it cost in the prior year. Now, I guess my question to the engineers who are really acting as the stormwater management coordinators and who have raised issues about wanting to look at some of these pipes, okay? Does that qualify under what we just talked about as stormwater management maintenance?
So your question is, you have a maintenance program to clean pipes. I guess for us, what we'd like to do on if we're going to repair or rehabilitate existing lines is to clean and televise them so we can see the extent of deterioration, also see if there's other lines coming into the pipes. So really know the extent of what is existing, and then we can then move forward on what has to be done. So if your question is cleaning similar to cleaning a TV? Yes, it's the same. It's really the same thing, other than we would have a TV element to it.
Let me ask you in this way. Under the Stormwater Management Act, the appropriation for stormwater management is outside of the cap, and it's stormwater management maintenance, and you guys know that. So if you're I guess my question to you is, what you want to do fall under that criteria? If it does, we do have $15,000 available for the cleaning and the televising, and it appeared by the conversations that went back and forth that that would be extremely helpful to them in trying to figure out where to go from here. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's kind of like the way I interpreted what you said. So from that standpoint, and I don't want to interfere with the program you might have in place too, that might be talking about the same $15,000. But I just want to throw it out there that $15,000 we did budget for, and it's still there. Okay, so I don't know how that fits in the picture, but maybe it helps. Maybe.
When's
it
the last time the storm drains were cleaned, Mr. Hillen? We were doing this regularly on an as-needed basis to keep the flow.
We were, Mayor. It's probably been about 9 months.
Yeah, that would be my guess. So
my thing here is, you're talking about a scope of work as a design, more of a design. What you'd be paying for in an estimate in a bond is a design. What we got to do is sit down and see what we actually need to do. We know that pump in Jones Creek is going to be $3 million. Around that figure, it's going to be a lot of money. There's a lot of permitting, and there's a lot of things going on down there. So somebody better find some money for that.
You said $600,000.
Just spent $400,000 to put a pump in a hole we already have.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't look at the bill.
It was $10,000 to put the pump in, the old one, but the new one is, I thought, double the price because it's double the capacity.
Well, you had all your components.
Rehab in the old one was almost as much as the new one.
I wouldn't feel comfortable saying that we have a price for Snug Harbor yet. I think that the drainage area has to be analyzed, the size of the pump and the...
Your biggest problem in this town, well, I guess it depends on where the resident lives, where the biggest problem is, but there's a really big problem associated with that Snug Harbor area, because Dale and I were waiting in it. There's Huddy and Waterwitch that floods.
Yeah, that's what
it was really bad. So I think, you know, look, guys, it's water. If it doesn't go one place, it's going to go someplace else unless you pump it the heck out of town. There's only one way to solve this problem. Bite the bullet, spend the money, bond it so we pay a very small interest rate and we're within our debt management, and we're only at 1% or whatever. I mean, you gave me the whole speech. We're okay with debt management. And instead of, you know, bonding for buildings, let's get the downtown dry first and then go for a building. You know, that's all I'm suggesting. I don't think anybody disagrees with that.
So what we need to do is
scope out the project. As I go to the CFO to say, I got to scope out this project, he says, you're out of money, you can't. I'm saying, don't tell me I can't find the money. This is how we talk, okay? So he said, well, how about this proposal? Now, the problem we have is usually it goes the other way around. The horse is in front of the cart. This time around, I got to get a ballpark figure, which is going to be amended, in order to pay you. Once I get the design, then we know what the outside figure is. We phase it if we have to phase it. But the whole thing gets authorized. The whole thing gets awarded. I don't care if it takes you 2 years to do it. Whoever gets awarded that contract is getting awarded a 2-year contract, and they're going to be held to it, and downtown's going to be dry in one shot. It's got to be. Otherwise, you're never going to get rid of the water. So that's it. That's where I am on this. And I'm really hoping that we're going to be able to get this done. And I'm really hoping that, Mr. Pfeffer, you're going to be able to convince the other council members here that we need to do it this way because there's no money. Or you're going to find me the money I need to do it another way because it's got to get done. That's it. I'm not a finance person. I'm just following the advice of my professionals.
Everything that I will recommend, everything that I recommend that we talk about from this point will require 4 votes. One is the bond ordinance. The second method would have to wait until May, okay, till a meeting in May, and assuming we can move money around, enough money around, because I don't know what we're talking about here, assuming we can move enough money around, we could fund it out of the current budget. But like I said before, we can also transfer to the capital improvement fund, which increases the amount that we're allowed to, increase that bond ordinance to. The easiest way, the quickest way at this point to get the ball rolling and to get started is through a bond ordinance, because the ultimate goal is going to require that bond ordinance anyway. I mean, to fix this problem is going to require that bond ordinance in the long run.
No, I really don't want to wait another year. These people are walking in water all year long.
I don't mind doing the ones we have, but I'm not bonding $4 million for Jones Creek without any kind of federal assistance or something. I mean, that's a big dollar amount to keep Snug Harbor and Cheerful and that stuff dry.
Now, can we go for the stimulus money? Because I wouldn't mind giving a wish list to those stimulus people.
Well, that's what we tried. They couldn't get the permits done fast enough to match the
first round. And other towns made a wish list and sent it anyway. I don't know where that's going to end up.
Can I make a suggestion? You know, we have this varying levels of projects in this that we talked about.
I'm sorry?
There's varying levels of projects. Some are more known and some are less known. How about I provide you a document that will provide costs from the softball perspective. Some could be full proposals, and some might be a cost to get to the next step in order to scope out the job.
Right.
So I could have separate costs, A, B, C, and D, for each specific location. Some will be a full cost, and others will be X amount of dollars to get us to a point where we can scope the job. And I'll lay it out for you, and then we can move from there. This is something you have in your hands, you can look at, we can talk about.
Okay.
And if we can move forward.
The only thing I'd like to add to that is to take into account Mayor's suggestion that it is a total project.
Yes.
The town wants to be dry at the end, not only 2/3 dry.
Right.
That's really kind of what I'm driving at. It wants to be a coherent whole.
And I don't want to hear when it's done, well, you guys only authorized X number of dollars. Give me the whole soup to nuts. If we can't afford it, we'll say it on the public record that we're changing things. But I want to know what the project is beginning to end to try to upgrade the system to what it is. I fully expect that if private bulkheads are involved, there could be a little leakage we got to deal with another way. And I'm going to have to start the search for the grants that might be available to private homeowners for that. There's neighborhood revitalization funds. I don't know if they can be used for that or not. I'm certainly going to push everybody I know to make them available for that. And if not, to find me some other mechanism, because people can't afford this stuff and town needs to be dropped. But I need to do our part first. Because if we go and make those changes and it's not dry, you know,
sure.
we got to do our part first. And I got to be able to prove we did everything we could, and these people need to fix their bulkheads. And it's a public problem. It's not just a private one.
And I don't
get those funds.
And I don't think the Snug Harbor pump is $4 million, John.
I didn't say $4 million. I said it's going to cost you $3 million.
All right. I don't think it's going to cost $3 million. All right. But the other part of it is, I think Cheerful and Recreation and Washington have as much right to dry streets as you do,
yeah,
and I do.
Absolutely.
So from that point of view, I think we have to consider it all.
Well, you should be looking for grants for this instead of nonsense.
You're absolutely right, but you have to have a scope of project before you go for the grants.
Everybody's saying Jones Creek for a long time that we look for a grant for that. That's what I'm saying. If that's what you want to do, start looking.
I don't disagree with you, but you've got to have a design that you can put towards a grant. The grant people have to understand what they're going to be paying money for is going to solve the problem.
And they also need, you're going to need to bond anyway in order to get the soft costs to apply for that grant. I think the bond ends up being first because of the budget constraints. And I don't think we're given a free ticket to T&M.
Well,
I think we're bonding money for a project. And if, you know, if you don't like the proposal, T&M, you sit down with them, you say, I want a lower proposal, or I'm going to go out and compete, or whatever you want to do. You know, I like T&M. They've done good work for me. People at this table have other people that have done good work for them, or that they like better. It's not about that. It's about getting the job done and trying to finance it. And since the CFO has said that there's no money in the engineering and this work needs to get done, a bond, I think, is the right way to go about it.
Well,
because you said that.
The size and the scope of this is clearly a capital project. This is not an operating budget project. Even if all the numbers that have been thrown out tonight, let's say it comes down to, it's scaled down, it's $2 million is what it takes. That's a huge number for this town and well outside of its operating budget and obviously a capital expense. So, you know, the bond ordinance is the only way to proceed in that kind of a situation where we're talking those kind of dollars. So, I mean, it appears, from what I can see, everybody's on board with, we got to fix this. It's just a matter of, it's more of an argument of the soft costs than it is of anything else here. So, I mean, but you got, there's no way we're going to be able to fund this through the operating budget in the first place. I'm assuming the engineering is going to be a big number. The construction is going to be a big number.
Okay.
This has been knocking around since 94, 96.
That's not a new issue. That's right, Bill. It's not a new issue.
Many people had it in their hands.
That's correct.
They haven't went nowhere.
We need to be the group that makes it happen.
Exactly. That is the issue.
Well, I think they touched on something, too. Didn't you say there was a prior engineer report on this?
Yes. We have it here.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have some work done, it looks like.
Correct. And this is, you know, we're going to look at this and work with them and see where we go from here. It is the comprehensive project design that I'm most interested in moving along. We can compartmentalize after we understand the concept, the goal, the whole of the project.
All right. There's two other items on other business. What's your guys' pleasure?
Throw number four out because I'm not paying for both of my taxes.
Okay.
Forget it.
Well, the concept was going to be something to throw out, and then you have to figure out how to pay for it. The concept's not necessarily.
I don't want to end up on the $10 million and salary people with that.
Well, we could table these items. It's late at night. We can't really talk about it in this state. approve the minutes. Oh, wait, we have two additional ones. First of all, you authorized the $40,000 for the bid. Steve, 20-something has been collected. Can we pay the check to them for what's already been collected so that they can settle debts they're being sued for? Is that possible?
It's up to the council.
Will the council vote to pay them whatever's already been collected such so that they can settle the debts that they're being sued for?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
need a motion?
I'm giving you one of cash on the CD.
Can we just do an order?
Yeah.
I don't think we do. It's their money. Can we need a motion? No.
Okay. So, Steve, you're going to make sure that happens then.
Let me ask council one thing. Do you want me to pay this outside of the bill list or put it on the next bill list?
I think you should pay it outside.
So as I get a determination from the tax collector as to what's been collected, just pay it?
Yes.
Okay.
And then we had an add-on from the planning board. They want to save you money. They don't want to have to go through a general master plan re-exam right after going through a master plan re-evaluation. And going through the master plan re-evaluation, they've done it so thoroughly that the elements of the general review of the master plan have been met. So noticing that, the planning board is saying they want an amendment to the resolution that authorized the master plan reexamination so that the work they're doing right now could be considered a municipal master plan general reexamination. So we just have to amend it to use the word general. And that's coming from Jack Serpico. Do you want to talk to him?
I don't know when that came from. I spoke with him, and I don't recall that being part of the conversation.
No, there's an email to Nina that says March 13th.
I might have spoken to him just after the email that day.
It was sent from him to me, to Carolyn Cummins, to Nina Flannery, to Mullen Architects, to
sure,
a lot of people.
I think I spoke with him after.
Okay, so.
Okay,
so I'll just hand it to you. That's what I'm trying to do.
I'm sorry.
I'm very sure.
Carolyn and I are working on the additional costs that may come up from that. We're taking
care
of that.
What else?
If I may.
Sure.
I don't know. I'm still not clear on what you want me to do as far as drainage. I've heard a couple of other ideas, but I threw out the idea.
We need to be clear, leaving here, on what we're doing about drainage.
What you asked, is that what we want? That's what I'm saying. Yes, that's what we want. It wants to be comprehensive.
Provide the document.
As long as it's comprehensive. There's no component of the drainage project that's not covered in what you present.
So it's more than the four projects we talked about tonight.
Correct.
It's the town.
Correct.
Well, I thought when we were analyzing where the water was, Dale, that was where the water was most probably coming from.
We identified some hot spots.
Right. I think we need to just get this done. I don't want to spend another year looking at what I looked at in 2008. This is the problem with councils changing every year. Because you got to redo everything you did last year because nobody trusts anybody up here. We got to just move on what was done.
You're so out of line, Anna. It's crazy.
I moved to adjourn. Second.
We have to do
a public portion. I'm going home. Yeah.
We have to have a public portion.
Go ahead, Mayor. I got to go to work in 45 minutes.
And a second. There's a motion
and
a second. We've had a public hearing already.
Good night. I got to go to work in New York. Anybody want to take a ride?
Hey.
I'll buy you coffee. Damn, too long here tonight.
Do you want to move forward on your minutes?
Can I?
You have a quorum.
Yes. Roland get called. And
yeah, Johnny's still here.
Roland has left.
So there's no motion.
Mr. Vansky is still here.
Tilly voted for herself.
I needed authorization for the attorney to do title searches on three properties.
I make a motion.
Yeah.
Seconded.
Second, Mr. Francie, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you.
Hang out of carousel eyes.
He hasn't had a request for that.
He left.
Okay, minutes. February 4th, all were present. February 18th, Ms. Kane was absent. And March 4th, all were present.
I make a motion by abstaining from the 18th.
I second them.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Okay. Other questions? Yeah.
will run that report for you.
I would very much like that. Donald Mandrock, 268 Bayside Drive.
Yeah, I have one thing. Bruce, if we can get that ditch dug out up there on Bayside Drive. I talked to the DEP about where to dump the dirt. We dig out the sand, and they said, where have you been putting it for the last 50 years? Is that going to make no difference?
All right, Donald, take a look at it.
Yeah. If we got water on the street, we got puddles up there.
Now. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All the trees are down that you wanted down.
Yeah, that's good. And the other thing I'd like to say is you can tell the Shade Tree Commission, come up and look at the side of that hill and see all the trees that are down now. There's something killing the trees up there. I know that part of it's the oil spill, but the rest I don't know.
I will take a look at it, Don. Yeah.
Okay. Next on the list is Tina and Elizabeth Kramer. Kramer?
Bill left.
Jim Parla, 16 Portland Road.
I checked this out on the internet. I think this is very good news, and maybe after a long night, it'll put some smiles on some faces. But the Quiznos Corporation has had a nationwide campaign looking for just 50 citizens from across the United States to be designated a hometown hero. The name, I read this, and then I had to look it up. It's to build a better world, we need hometown heroes. Rebecca Kane, as a hometown hero, she sets an amazing and inspiring example for women everywhere. A woman should be reading this. Not only does Rebecca work full-time, but she is the first female fire chief in Highlands, New Jersey, and serves as councilwoman for the township simultaneously. She is knowledgeable and helpful to all who encounter her, and she sends a positive message of inspiration to those around her. She is extremely dedicated to her family and friends and works tirelessly to make Highlands, New Jersey the best place possible to call home. I believe that Rebecca Kane deserves this award for all that she does for others, the person she is, and the person others aspire to be. And they say, thank you. Quiznos would like to present to you a year's worth of free subs. To make the score.
I had an issue with the Portland Road, but I can write a letter or speak to Mr. Filling can help me out.
Okay. Carol,
I just had a quick question. There are many areas on Bay Avenue sidewalk that have been uprooted by trees. Do you know whose responsibility it is to fix those sidewalks?
Monmouth County says it's our responsibility. We say it's Monmouth County's responsibility. That would be a capital improvement project or a streets project if we decided to do it. I don't know. I don't know what the council's going to want to do.
Well, it's an issue. It's a danger issue. And one of the worst sidewalks is right in front of that empty lot, Bay and Waterwich.
Yeah.
Elevations like maybe this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have the parade over there, the Lampus.
You're right.
I mean, tripping and falling. Who's responsible if somebody trips and falls because of that sidewalk problem?
That's a really big question.
The county, the borough, or?
Depends on who planted it.
Who planted the trees? Does anyone know?
County planted the trees. They claim that they paid for the trees. They planted the trees, and maintenance from that point on is ours. That's what they claim.
Well, you know what? Some of the trees are different from the others. It's only the certain trees that have uprooted the sidewalks. Others, different kind of trees, did no damage to the sidewalks. They planted different kind of trees along Bay.
Carol, so, they did respond last year for our request to remove a couple of those trees.
Yeah, but see, the sidewalks.
Yeah.
Even if the trees stay there, the sidewalks have to be fixed because somebody put some blacktop like this to make it that... You know, you wouldn't trip on the sidewalk.
Yeah, but it looks so awful.
But most of them are like that.
Yeah, that just looks so awful.
But maybe somebody will
look into
it. All right,
we'll
look into
it, Mr. Hill, please.
Can I answer your question?
You got the answer to my question. Okay,
there's more than enough available in the bond. The only thing that we have to do is tomorrow morning, read the description in the bond ordinance. This is for ADA ramp improvements?
Mm-hmm.
Good description or reconstruction of the ramp?
Yeah, either works.
Okay. I just need to read the bond ordinance description to see what that ordinance was originally for. If it doesn't fit within the description, we'll just amend the description to make it fit.
Okay.
All right?
Thank you. Appreciate it very much.
Okay.
Bernie McEntee? Oh, she left.
She's gone.
Ida Koch left. Bernadine Harford.
That's me.
That's you, yes.
Bernadine Harford, 168 Howard Avenue. In response to Johnny's question about federal money being available for the water projects, this afternoon the House of Representatives adopted H.R. 1388, which will be acted on by the Senate next week, and it contains all forms of the community aid, one of which is environmental. So if you keep an eye on that, you may have the money, some money for the water project. The reason that I asked to be heard originally was because I was keeping an eye on the clock as the discussion of the bid went forward. One person talked for 20 minutes, and several others talked for upwards of 10 minutes. Much of it was repetitious. This has a chilling effect on public participation, because as you can see, most of the people who were here have left. It isn't fair to your staff or to the people who want to participate in these meetings to keep it going until 11:25 at night. So what I'm suggesting to you is that you get a tighter rein on the amount of time that you allow people to take up to make comments. 5 minutes seems to me to be reasonable, but 20 minutes is not.
Mm-hmm.
And to allow the major portion of a meeting to be consumed as it was by the bid issue when all of these other things are pendant and are equally important, I think is not a good way to go. So I hope you'll consider that.
I certainly will. The difficulty I have in running a meeting is I don't like to cut the public off if they want to speak. If they come all the way down here after a long day of work and they came with something to say, it's very, very hard for me to cut them off. The difficulty with the bid issue is that for some of us, it's a catastrophic decision. And to not have those statements made on the public record would be perhaps difficult because those people need to have their statement made and considered before the decision is made.
Well, I mentioned
perhaps
that
we should have put less on the agenda, perhaps.
I mentioned that because that's what's happened tonight. But there have been other evenings when people have been allowed to speak at length. And it really didn't contribute much to understanding. And perhaps if you announce at the beginning of a session what the time limit is, people will observe it and it'll move things a little more efficiently.
I will try, but if there's ever a question as to whether I'm allowing a person their right to speak at a public hearing, I would have to relax it because I'm not going to cut somebody off or tell them that they can't finish what they have to say. But I will make an attempt. And that goes for everybody. It's not one group or another. Okay.
A quick comment.
Is Ms. Harford finished?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Just a quick comment. I know it's long for midnight. When we had this whole bridge thing, I went to so many meetings in Trenton, okay, with the DOT and everybody else. They told us ahead of time we would have 5 minutes to make our presentation and talk. Okay, and that was, to us, was pretty important. I mean, we took a day's off of work 3 times, okay? But knowing we had 5 minutes to make our point made a difference. So I'd like to piggyback on what Bernadine said. I think it's a good idea. I don't think you have to throw people to say no. They only have a certain amount of time.
That's the only hesitancy I have. I want people
to
have their say.
But if the person knows going in what they got to do,
mm-hmm.
I think it makes a difference.
I'll make an effort. I will. There you go. That was public portion. I can close public portion at this point. A motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Mayor? Okay. Okay. Hope you're
more. Hope you're
achieving. Yeah, I did see that in the thank you.
What did
you want to do? Oh, yeah.
Do we need more? All right.
Whatever, reach across. Maybe I have
thanks.
There's no public hearing. I'm not public hearing.
Yeah, there was public notice. It's published in the
Yes. There's no public hearing.
No, it wasn't. It was. No, it was advertised for $57,000. This was their budget advertised. And their public hearing is on the budget.
Yeah.
I'm really not what happened. really bothering. So that's one of them. Okay? And thanks for listening.
No problem. Give me a buzz tomorrow.
I will. And I do like going to dinner, so keep me
busy. Good. All right.
I won't crab there, I promise.
Well, let me know if you want to do lunch.
Yes, I will. I'll give you a call in the south.
Okay.
See, here the girls are talking about lunch and dinner.
Yeah.
For anybody, yeah.